19th-century musicologist Charles Burney was very pleased to own a book of music which he supposed to be by the famous Baroque Roman painter Salvatore Rosa, who died in 1673. Rosa was an unorthodox painter who was involved in the arts far beyond his painting. It's known that he enjoyed music, poetry, writing, and acting. So Burney treasured this book, containing several of his songs, written out by hand. When Burney wrote his own book, A General History of Music, he described the Rosa book and printed out musical excerpts from it. Burney's book became famous, and with it, the Rosa songs. The songs were arranged and published as solo songs. Franz Liszt even wrote a piano piece, Canzonetta di Salvatore Rosa, based on one of the songs. It was only in 1949 that the musicologist Frank Walker examined the Rosa book carefully and realized that Rosa had composed none of the songs. Most of the pieces are actually handwritten copies of works by other composers, including Scarlatti and Bonaccini. Walker was unable to trace the original composer of the song Star Vicino, an aria which often appears in collections of Italian arias and songs. This song was certainly copied into the Rosa book at least 8 years after Rosa's death. It should be a da capo aria, but the middle section is missing, as it was never published. The Rosa book was sold to a French musicologist, and since her death, the book has been unavailable to scholars. So this piece remains with its middle part missing. Here is Star Vicino, performed by the Dutch soprano Charlotta Maggiono, with the Maggiono Quintet.
Star vicino al bel vino che s'ama, e più vado diretto d'amore, e più vago e più
listen to this bonbon again, please go to www.fmr.co.za. Click on Podcasts, Anna's Baroque Bonbons. FMR.